Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Today is a big day. Cap Radio is dropping a brand new podcast. Mid-Pacific asks what it means to be Asian American and really the feeling of being caught between two worlds through food, politics, family, and so much more. This six-episode exploration reveals that that is a loaded question with a lot of different answers. Cap Radio's race and equity reporter, Sarah Mises-Tan, is the host of Mid-Pacific. New episodes drop every Thursday. The first one just dropped today. Sarah, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Vicky.
So this podcast really takes on what it means to be Asian American, and that can obviously take on a plethora of different meanings. But what I found so interesting and wonderful was that, you know, typically as journalists, our personal journeys typically are left out of our work, but this was different for you in a sense. And it's kind of this culmination of navigating what it means to be Asian American yourself. So let's start with your background and your family.
Totally. Yeah. So for folks, I guess, who will learn very soon, who listened to episode one of our podcast, my family is maybe not unlike many other Asian American families, honestly. They have truly embraced a lot of American culture in an effort to fully assimilate. This is my grandfather singing his very favorite song.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, was so proud we hailed at the twilight last gleaming.
So, yes, he sings that song every year on his birthday. He is so proud to be an American, you know? And I think I really like this clip just because I think it really really illustrates that in-between space that I think a lot of us Asian Americans inhabit, including my grandfather, whether or not he would admit it. You know, when you hear him singing that, you know that he is not born in this country. He doesn't sound, he's got a Korean accent. He's from Korea. And his English is not perfect when he speaks. But at the same time, if you were to ask him actually what he thought that he identified as, he would actually say American. Mm-hmm. And he's incredibly proud to be American. And I just thought that that was such an interesting place to start from, because we've got him on one hand and a lot of my family on one hand kind of saying, we're American, we're American. And then I kind of, as someone who was born in this country, I have kind of grown up in a system where at home people are telling me I'm American, but actually at school and in like other places, a lot of people would look at me and say, well, a lot of people look at me and ask, where are you from? You know,
right.
And I'm like, well, that's confusing because I'm from here, I guess, or everyone at home tells me I'm an American, but I am supposed to give you a different answer here. And I think that's kind of like that really interesting in-between space that a lot of us Asian Americans inhabit.
Oh, absolutely. And it transcends and even can be different depending on the generation as well, right? So given that this has been your experience really since you were a child, when did the idea for Mid-Pacific begin to take shape for you as a journalist?
Totally, yes. So I actually have been thinking about doing a podcast exploring Asian American identity since before starting at Cap Radio. But I think this idea really got some momentum behind it after the George Floyd demonstrations, where I heard a lot of other Asian American folks actually kind of questioning where they sat in that black and white American system, because I think that whole event kind of brought forward this larger system of racism, and Asian Americans stepped back and we were like, well, we're not white, but we're not black. Where are we? Kind of this, that question started to come up. I started to hear it a lot in my like Asian American friends kind of asking. And then I think obviously it really got hit home the following year with the Georgia Spa shooting, and then Asian Americans really kind of feeling put on the outside with being blamed for the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, from the first episode, your podcast really gets you thinking, whether Asian American or not, I mean, even if you're the descendant of immigrants or indigenous to this land, I mean, right off the bat, the wheels start turning and you start learning how individual and nuanced this is. And I think one of the best ways to explain what I'm getting at is listening to the part where you ask Asian Americans how they define themselves.
Totally.
Hi, my name is Ruby from the Bay Area. Identify as South Asian. Both my parents immigrated here from India, and I have always thought about my Indian identity first, actually, even though I'm born and raised in America.
Hi, I'm Jessica Chang, Irish, and I identify as ABC, which is American-born Chinese.
My name is Ryan Liu. So I generally identify with being Cantonese, but I also identify with being an Angeleno, being a native of LA, being a native Californian, And, you know, sometimes depending on the news of the day, yes, I'm an American too.
Yeah, that really, like, for me, I was like, whoa. So I'm like, so I'm mixed race, right? So when I listened to that for the first time, I thought, wow, I've never really asked myself that question, nor would I know how my own parents would respond. I mean, my mom is Japanese and English. My dad is Mexican. They both immigrated here as children. And I had that conversation with them, thanks to you, Sarah, because I learned a great deal about my parents, which is pretty funny because I felt like I'm really close to them, but I learned so much more. And I think that really just illustrates how often we can overlook these really meaningful conversations that can reveal a great deal about someone. When listening to the varying ways that Asian Americans identified themselves, when you were taking this all in, what was the bigger message for you?
You know, I really enjoy, in a way, that being Asian American is a complex identity, like many other identities. Some people don't like to be called Asian American. Some people, like myself, find it to be the best descriptor of their own background. And a lot of other folks just feel like it doesn't mean anything at all. But I wanted to explore some topics of connection that show their similarities that will come through if you identify or if you are identified under this term. I think whether you're Indian American, Chinese American, or however you identify yourself as an Asian American generally, there are similar threads. There's going to be that familiarity with an immigration experience, even if you yourself are not an immigrant. There's an understanding of what it means to bridge two cultures and to not really be accepted into either. And I want our podcast to celebrate this in-betweenness in a way, because I think that can actually really be a strength.
Yeah. How did you land on the name Mid-Pacific?
Yeah, super interesting. So Mid-Pacific is actually a term that I first heard used in reference to Bruce Lee, actor, obviously, does not need explanation, hopefully. But I was watching a documentary about his life, and someone mentioned that a film critic had once referred to Bruce Lee as a Mid-Pacific man. And for those who don't know, Bruce Lee was born in San Francisco, but his family moved to Hong Kong shortly afterwards. And he spent a lot of his career kind of trying to break into the American film market and also the Chinese film market. And in neither places was he accepted as being kind of a native there. In the American film market, he was seen as an Asian actor. And in the Asian film market, he was seen as an American actor. So a film critic kind of said, you know what? Bruce Lee is a Mid-Pacific man. And that's kind of, you know, I don't know how the film critic meant it. I don't know if he maybe meant it in a bad way. But I liked the term just because it really, I felt it really illustrated that in-betweenness that I feel. And also I liked that because our podcast is rooted in California, it kind of feels like California-ish, West Coast-ish.
Given that there are just six episodes, I mean, you can go in so many directions with this. Lay out the journey that you're taking listeners on.
Yeah. So I think we kind of start from the basic building blocks. I wanted folks to get a chance to identify themselves, as you heard, so on their own terms and kind of just like play around with this term. Like, what is Asian American? I found a lot of people didn't know that it's a term that has its own history, as you will hear in the episode. I won't get into that here. But, you know, after that, after we kind of lay the groundwork for this term Asian American, I wanted to just like dive into some history, show people that there are deep roots of Asian American and Asian America in this country. And then we kind of just like stem out into topics that I have had conversations about with my own friends and family that tend to be common connectors for the Asian American community. So talking about like food, even though you may not speak a language or you may not be from that country, food can be a powerful connector. Talking about mental health, talking about representation in politics.
Yeah. Given that you spent like about a year listening and learning from others, those are a lot of conversations, but also you open up and you share parts of your life. When you reflect on this time, what moments really stay with you?
Oh, I think it's just been hearing the variety of people use the term Asian American and kind of like roll it over in their head. It's not something that I often get to ask people. So it's a real privilege to be able to take so much time to just ask them like, well, what does that mean to you? I think that it's just not part of our conversation. You know, one person in particular who really struck me in what he had to say about his feeling about Asian Americans' roots in this country was Assemblymember Alex Lee. He's one of the youngest assembly members in California, and he represents San Jose, which is one of the most Asian American districts in California.
We have, for the history of Asian Americans, ever since we touched these shores, one way or the other, is like that we were punished for being different, right? I mean, we were, as Chinese Americans, the only ones that are excluded by race in the law. But I think it's that drive to assimilate to survive and that proximity to whiteness has always been used against us to wedge us against other communities of color. So I think that that experience manifests itself differently amongst Asian American families, but I think that largely is why we don't. We like to think that our experience is neutral, but in fact, there is an Asian American coloring lens.
Yeah, I think that right there is why it is so, why it has been so interesting for me to talk to Asian Americans of all generations, all different backgrounds, just because Asian Americans, I think typically we do tend to kind of want to just assimilate or blend into the background and say we're not really a race, but we obviously are. There is obviously a coloring to the way we look at the world, and I love being able, it was a real privilege to be able to elevate that for a little bit.
We also can't ignore the timing of your podcast. This comes during a rise in hate crimes against the AAPI community, Asian American Pacific Islanders, mass shootings at the beginning of the year in California within the AAPI community. But then there's also these long overdue cultural successes in recent years. I mean, obviously the Oscars with Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think of Squid Games on Netflix. I mean, even a couple years ago, the movie Parasite. K-pop, like BTS, and also comedy specials. There's more and more comedians that you can see on HBO or in other streaming channels. That's personally my favorite, on and on and on. So how does the podcast acknowledge all of this, like taking this all in together, both the trauma and also the long overdue celebrations?
Totally. You know, I think I don't want our podcast to feel like we're telling people what to think about these things, but I did want our podcast to kind of open up the conversation. So I think that's what I hope that we do, especially in our first few episodes where we just kind of reference these things. We reference like how they have typically made me feel or made other Asian Americans feel. And we just, I would like people to kind of explore within themselves like, oh, yeah, I didn't think about it that way before, something like that. And, you know, I will say I do hope that listeners generally will kind of take this podcast into context today as well. Like, yes, there have been all those things that have happened over the past few years that makes this relevant. But also, you know, I as an Asian American feel nervous when I see the news right now. There's obviously been a cooling of relations between the U.S. and China. And I don't think I'm alone in being concerned about how this will impact Asian Americans here in this country and how non-Asian Americans are going to view us in this time of tumult. So I really hope that people will use this podcast as a bit of a touchstone.
Ocean Vuong says this really beautiful line in his book, On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous. He writes, because the sunset, like survival, exists only on the verge of its own disappearing, to be gorgeous, you must first be seen, but to be seen allows you to be hunted. And I think we've been trying to fight for our visibility, to be seen, to be called Asian American, or to proudly proclaim this identity of Asian American, but it also in a way puts the target on our back, right? Sadly. And I hope for me, being anything, being a human being, being Asian American, being Vietnamese, being American, it's all a journey, right? We have to always recognize that fluidity and that evolution of identity. Otherwise, we'll get stuck in many ways and not be able to define who we are on our own terms.
And that beautiful quote is from Bao Wen. He is the director of the movie about Bruce Lee's life, Be Water, if you're interested in watching it, that inspired this.
Is a perfect way to end our conversation. Sarah, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, Vicky.
And that is Cap Radio race and equity reporter Sarah Mises-Tan, who just launched a new podcast today. You can listen to Mid-Pacific wherever you get your podcasts. We also have a link on our Insight page. New episodes drop every Thursday. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.